is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At the Justice Department, Attorney General Merrick Garland thanking DOJ staffers and commended them for their hard work on the January 6th investigation stemming from the Capitol riots.
You brought to justice those who kicked, punched, beat, and tased law enforcement officers who were protecting the Capitol that day. And you pursued accountability for that attack on our democracy wherever it led.
Merrick pushing back on criticism that the DOJ has been weaponized. Israel's prime minister expected to present the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal tomorrow to his government for approval. It's set to be implemented on Sunday. Winds in Southern California easing today, helping fire crews as they battle to contain last week's deadly wildfires. Film and TV director David Lynch has died. He's known for the series Twin Peaks, along with the movie Blue Velvet and Mulholland Drive. David Lynch was 78. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A famous Western Wisconsin brewery is set to close tomorrow. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Molson Coors announced in November they'd be closing the historic brewery and sending production to Milwaukee. The Jacob Leinenkugel Brewery first began there in Chippewa Falls in 1867. The Leinenkugel family is said to keep the Liney Lodge and a small pilot brewery. They've said this last week before the closure is like a funeral. Last weekend, the family, employees, and even retired staff all gathered to share memories. But now they have one last hope. Dick and Jake Leinenkugel confirmed to the Chippewa Herald they're trying to convince Molson Coors to let them keep the brewery under Leinenkugel's leadership. So far, the company hasn't taken them up on that offer, but they're staying optimistic. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
When the brewery closes tomorrow, 90 people will lose their jobs, including 56 people in Chippewa Falls. A man has been arrested after crashing a vehicle into a home in Holman yesterday afternoon. Holman police said that the crash happened on the 3200 block of Meadowlark Lane around 2:30 p.m. The 38-year-old man driving the car lost control, drove through the yard, and then crashed near the front door of the home. The man was then arrested for his fourth OWI. Nobody was in the home at the time of the crash, which damaged the siding and frame near the front door. The vehicle had to be towed from the scene. On the agenda for Thursday's La Crosse County Board meeting is a $250 million resolution that would support the La Crosse Regional Airport's plan to attract a second airline. Currently, only American Airlines flies out of La Crosse, and it's been that way since Delta left in June of 2023 over a lack of workers. The airport's manager said that they will need $1.5 million to bring Delta or any other airline back. The funds sought from the county would help in reaching that goal. You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Packers GM on Jordan Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Brian Gutekunst held his end-of-season press conference saying wide receiver Christian Watson has not had surgery yet for his torn ACL. The Packers GM asked if Jordan Love took a step back this year at quarterback.
Obviously, he went through some things this year, battled through some injuries that he, you know, hadn't done that before. Came out the other side of it and was really proud of him, how he went through that. And you know, he's leading our team exactly how we want him to do it, so I'm excited about it.
And baseball, remembering Bob Uecker. Born in Milwaukee, served in the military, played catcher in the big leagues before calling Brewers games for 53 years. Uecker at his induction into baseball's Hall of Fame.
I signed a very modest $3,000 bonus with the Braves in Milwaukee, which I'm sure a lot of you know. And my old man didn't have that kind of money to put out. But the Braves took it.
Bob Uecker had suffered from lung cancer the past 2 years. He was 90 years old. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. They'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 37 degrees at our studios. The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think one of his drivers is going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
We have a very big, important meeting. So coming up on the show, a specially curated edition of Matt Nair on Air. We'll be back with you live on Monday. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on Air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening today. You can be a big part, as always. It's more fun when you join us at 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. It's Thursday, jazzed as hell to introduce to you the co-host for the day, our very own Earl Ingram Jr. You can listen to his show on the Civic Media Radio Network Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, welcome to the show, man. Good to be with you.
Likewise, man. It's always good to be with you and Jess.
Yeah, man, lots and lots to get to and to catch up on with you, my friend Earl. We're going to get into Joe Biden's farewell speech, what he said today, and some additional Donald Trump nominees were giving their testimony, let's call it, to senators today. We'll follow up on some of those as well. And some of the local news. Tony Evers is going to go for round three. We will get there. But I got to start with the breaking news, man. Our very own Bob Uecker has passed away. Mr. Baseball at 90 years old. Almost made it to 91. Hell, Earl, he made it older than you. It was a very sad day today. Obviously, Bob was getting up there, getting old. But never expected, and a lot of great memories for a guy like for Bob Uecker. I mean, a baseball player, a play-by-play, he's a broadcaster. Earl, you know, he's an old radio guy. You know, little made a little further than we did. You know, he was in the movies. He was a comedian. He was on Johnny Carson like 100 times. I mean, there is so much to say about Bob Uecker, and I got to tell you. From my impression, I don't know someone from Wisconsin who's more beloved than Bob Uecker, Earl.
There it goes. Way back. Yeah, way back.
It's up.
Out of here. Home run.
Oh, yeah, man. That's so good.
You know, man, Bob Uecker, you know, I'm been around a few days older than Dirk.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember Bob Uecker when he actually played for the Braves.
Wow, man.
You just think about that, man. and the thing about Bob Uecker is, you know, I enjoyed him more on Johnny Carson than I did even when he did his own thing. He was a star. He was an A1 comedian. His memory was A number one. His sense of humor was top notch. But his love for baseball was who he was. You know, to get a chance to do something that you love and you could do that for your entire life, is what Bob Uecker got a chance to do.
Yeah.
If all of us could spend our lives doing what we love doing, man, can you imagine? He got that chance and he did it well. And he did it into his 90s.
Yeah.
Man, he was still announcing the Brewer games last year.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And he just stopped doing all of the games 2 years ago. Somebody told him, because he would have still been doing 160 games.
Right, going on the road, doing the whole
thing. Yes, until somebody told him, hey, man, you don't have to do it. You know, cut back. And he started cutting back. And, you know, it's none of us live forever. But he lived well. And he got to live his life. If all of us get to make it to 90, man, yeah. 91 years old, and he was healthy, you know, man, God bless Bob Uecker. And, you know, if he lived his life the way he wanted to live it, man, and he went out on top.
Folks, that is Earl Ingram joining me today as co-host. His show airing here on Civic Media Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m., talking about the passing of Wisconsin's own Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker. You know, one of the things I think was and the beer commercials, you know, you can't.
Oh, yeah.
He was so self-deprecating. And I think, you know, some people take themselves so seriously these days. I mean, too seriously. And I don't think Bob, I mean, I think he took his play-by-play, you know, that side of him, his profession, his broadcasting. I think he took that pretty seriously. But he played on the self-deprecation and those you know, the beer commercials. Hey, I must be in the front row. You know, and it was just some of the greatest things. And of course, the movie Major League. Harry, I forget his last name in the movie. We got the Harry Carey was the actual guy from the Cubs.
Right.
We have the sound of him. Let's just reminisce from Major League. Harry Doyle, I think the name was, in the movie, played by Bob Uecker. Let's play that quick cut, please.
Spawn a juvenile delinquent in the offseason in his Major League debut.
I'm going to light your ass up, meat.
Vaughn into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside. He tried the corner and missed.
I mean, just a bit outside. What has become part of our culture, part of our language, Earl? I mean, it's hard to. And again, I wasn't looking for this headliner, you know, thinking about Bob Uecker today. But when I think of the movie, and I think he was in like Mr. Belvedere, like TV in 1985.
Oh, yeah.
He did like 5 years as on television as well. And I mean, just such a part of our culture. It was really after I saw the headlines of him passing, really thought about it a lot, man. It's hard to think of other folks from Wisconsin who really had such an impact than a guy like Bob Uecker.
You know, man, a lot of people, you know, have lived on this earth, and only a handful of them will be remembered beyond, you know, the time.
Yeah.
Most of us, our families will remember us, but we won't be remembered by the masses of the people. Bob Uecker will be remembered. And so that's the impact.
Yes.
That he had. And I will tell you, just hearing that, man, you can't replace that.
No, one of a kind,
right?
For real. One of a kind.
Yeah.
Being remembered for bringing joy to our lives, man, being remembered for a pro on the job. You know, I mean, I can't think of anything negative. You know, we talk about politics and all these things in the news, and, you know, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. You know, I can't think of anything cross to say about Bob Uecker, man. Like every interview I've ever seen him do, when I've heard him call the game, I mean, he was just Bob Uecker, man. I don't know what else to say. He was Bob Uecker, and he will be sorely missed.
You know, the thing about him is you didn't know much about his personal life. I never heard anything about whether he was married, whether he had children. He never got into any of that. He kept that private.
Yeah.
He liked to fish and watch baseball. And, you know, if there was, you know, anything else, we certainly didn't know, because during those times they kept that stuff silent. But I'll tell you, his voice and his energy, and he just, when Jess played that clip, man, it took me back.
Yeah.
And that's what it does, right? You'll always remember the tenor. He had his voice, man, was highly, you know, you're not going to find another voice like Euchre.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the tenor of his voice, the strength of it. I mean, even into his 90s, his voice, Dominic, still had strength.
It absolutely did. It was, and I noted that in the last few years when, after he cut back and was doing the home games here in Milwaukee, I thought to myself, it's hard to imagine this guy's in his late 80s at the time, you know, doing this. I mean, the guy is on top of his game, calling balls and strikes, literally calling balls and strikes, Earl. Go ahead.
And the humor.
Yes.
Balls and strikes weren't just it, man. It was he was lucid.
Yeah.
You know, here we are talking about Joe Biden and at 82 or whatever he is. You was almost 90 and totally lucid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to take all those things into consideration when we're talking about that man.
And the storytelling, you know, guy had a great memory. He'd pull things out, and you know, I appreciate baseball, and I'm not a diehard. I don't know, like Maggie and some of other friends are like super, super, super into it. I know a lot of folks are grieving hard today because Euchre was such a genius at it, and the storytelling, and it's. You know, especially before they sped up the game of baseball, now it goes at a better clip. But back then, man, when you were, it'd be very long times between pitches, you know, and you could pull something out and talk about it, and you just get lost in it. It was just amazing. Now, some of the texters are chiming in. Tom from Jackson says, "Hey guys, summertime won't be the same without listening to Bob Euchre." Sue from Franklin, similar thoughts. I knew it was spring when you'd hear him on the radio. Man. I mean, it is a sign of summer when you hear Euchre, mm-hmm. when you would hear Euchre on the radio. Bob Euchre passing away today. He was 90 years old. I think he would have made it to, his birthday was on the 26th. So another 10 days, he'd have been 91. A hell of a run for Bob Euchre, Mr. Baseball, a pretty terrible baseball player.
Yeah, he was, man.
But a man who loved the game.
Oh my God, he certainly did. And the jokes he would tell about, again, the self-deprecating and the humor and the joy that just emanated from him. He's a treasure, and he's Wisconsin's own, man. He was born right here in the great state of Wisconsin.
Well, you know, see if Jess can pick up some of the stuff with him and Johnny Carson.
Something with Carson, yeah, that's good stuff. It was a long time. He was always on Carson. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. We got Earl Ingram joining me today, 855-752-4842. Mike Clemens, Civic Media's sports reporter, is going to join us on the last segment of the day today, the end of the next hour, about 5:50 p.m. You know, Mike's been doing sports a long time. He's going to have some comments on the passing of Mr. Baseball, Bob Euchre. Stick around. I'll get more into the local politics right now. Is Governor Tony Evers going to run again? That'd be three firsts. Come back with us, 855-75-CIVIC.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. zip lining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Hanging out with our pal today, Earl Ingram. He's his show, broadcasting right here on Civic Media, 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. Earl, thank you for doing some extra time with me today. We're going to have more conversations about the late, great Bob Uecker. At the tail end of the show, Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter, going to join us in the final slot of the day at 5:50 Central today. Governor Evers was interviewed by a less worthy radio station asking about whether or not he's going to run again. A quote from Governor Evers: "I'm weighing that as we go forward, but until the budget is done and the work is done, probably early summer, I would say that's the time I will be making that announcement. Nothing new today. Don't know. We'll wait and see." Couple, according to the Journal Sentinel, Earl, a few Republicans are starting to line up. The reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, Lawrence Andrea, saying that, of course, Wisconsin Rep. Tom Tiffany, there's a name. A blast from the past, Tom Tiffany represents a massive northern 7th congressional district. Bill Berrien, a Navy SEAL veteran who owns Pindo Global Precision, seriously looking at runs for governor. Also, Washington County Executive Josh Showman also being floated as a potential contender. All three have begun conversations needed to launch campaigns. We've got three Republicans lining up, a county executive, a businessman, ex-Navy SEAL, and Rep. Tom Tiffany. Earl, number one, Governor Evers, what's your thought? You think you should go take another stab at the apple?
You know, I think Governor Evers is 73 years old, or somewhere around there. And, you know, I'm really, man, I mean, I love Governor Evers. He's a fighter. He's a guy, man, who... Really, man, you would have never thought that Governor Evers would eventually become the governor. Right. I mean, right?
Yeah.
You know, fragile looking guy. And so you and now to get two years? We're talking 2 years down the road, man.
For another 4-year term.
Yeah.
For a guy who's 73 years old, just turned 73 in November.
Well, I mean, and I'm not saying it about the age because Donald Trump was 78 and he ran.
Well, but should he?
Now, the president. Right. You know, but I guess what I'm saying to you is he surprised me. He's stronger than I would have ever thought he would be, meaning Governor Evers. And he's found something, man. That man, he loves being the governor. Man, who wouldn't want to be the governor? Tommy, there's a guy named Tommy Thompson. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, yeah.
He got four terms. So it's not inconceivable. As Scott Walker, had he won, he'd still be here.
Oh, God. I know. Yeah, but he'd done Earl, so we'd have to work. Hey, why do you bring up Scott Walker, man? Trying to get me mad again?
because it's not inconceivable that a governor can get three terms in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the only other one, as you mentioned, and Walker did try to get his, and he didn't, thankfully, and that's when Evers came in.
Right.
Thompson's the only other one. He got three, and then he got number four as well. And I'm with you there, Earl. I mean, I had, you know, no expectations. Tony a little bit from the education, but other than that, really didn't know. I did see some fire in him when we were both at some of the debates that he was.
Right.
He does have some fire, and I think, you know, it's an inside fire, and he's such a folksy. Yep. He's such a folksy guy, and he'll swear. You know, it's not like it's funny because he seems like
it's
such
not all jazzed as hell.
Right. He'll drop some swears, but he does have that fire inside, and I think ultimately he's been a successful governor.
Yes.
If you're a Democrat in the state, you are glad that Tony Evers has been the governor for the last couple of terms. I don't think there's any question about it. Now, the other side of that, and we talked a little bit about the Republicans, you know, Tom Tiffany being one of them. You know, what's the bench look like if Tony Evers declines to run? I mean, Earl, is there someone at the top of your head that you just bang, this would be the person running? You know, I mean, I haven't really given it a whole lot of thought, but no one jumps to my mind like immediately. Like this is the person that would be governor, that would run.
So I got invited to 2 weeks ago to the swearing in of the Senate. What an exciting time.
I don't know if I believe the sarcasm there, Earl.
but man, I'm come on, man. I don't know most of the people anymore. And Governor Evers, you know, I'm not saying that there isn't, you know, I there's a guy that I like right here in the city of Milwaukee, and his name is Chris Larson. And you know, Chris Larson is a young guy who's got a lot of experience, really bright, and knows his way around, you know. So I would not feel, you know, let's say Governor Evers doesn't run, and you know, a guy like Chris Larson, who has courage, intellect, and knowledge of how the system works, I wouldn't feel, you know, as if a guy like Chris Larson. But there's a pecking order, and then politics is involved.
See, that's what I'm saying, man. Uncle Tony, he just texted in, please, someone primary Evers if he decides to run again. All the Republicans have to do is run the clip of him at the DNC going brain dead during the big moment. He looked like Mitch McConnell, for crying out loud. Dems need young blood. Well, I guess that's some of the politics, right? If you're a loyal Democratic Party member and you're in office or considering, you know, if the governor decides to run, are you going to primary him? Because now you're fighting within. I mean, I'm down. I think I like primaries. I think everyone should primary. It kind of gets the incumbent, you know, gets the wheels turning.
Sharpens,
you know,
them.
Yeah, man, you got to get ready for that. So, Uncle Tony, we shall see. But I do think anything like Cavalier Johnson. Milwaukee County Executive as well. I mean, there's folks out there that could potentially, if Evers, well, someone's going to have to. If it's not Evers, then you know, people got to start doing some soul searching and decide. Folks, come back with us. Got Earl Ingram joining us today. Got Jess P.S. on the phone. You folks on the line as well, 855-752-4842.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A former Wisconsin congressman has been confirmed to President Donald Trump's cabinet. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
Former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy received bipartisan support during his confirmation hearing to become President-elect Donald Trump's Secretary of Transportation. Both Wisconsin Senators, Republican Ron Johnson and Democrat Tammy Baldwin, introduced Duffy. They both expressed confidence in his ability to lead the department. During the hearing, Duffy pledged to prioritize safety.
Duffy will replace Pete Buttigieg as the Department of Transportation Secretary. A La Crosse man has died after falling from the roof of a construction site in Dane County. DeForest police said that 23-year-old Robert Snodgrass Jr. of La Crosse fell at the site of Quick Trip's new distribution center 1 week ago. Police said that he died at the scene. Officials are still working to determine a cause of death, according to a release. DeForest police, the Dane County Medical Examiner's Office, and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, or OSHA, are currently investigating the death. Wisconsin's new reading program under Act 20 could be on its way towards being an unfunded mandate by the state legislature. $50 million is held up in the Joint Finance Committee over a disagreement between Republicans in the legislature and Governor Tony Evers on how the money should be spent. The already approved funding was tabbed for materials and training for staff at schools to implement phonics-based literacy for elementary school students. If the money isn't released by June 30th, the funds go back into the state surplus. Today and tomorrow will be a brief warm-up before a cold snap arrives for Sunday through Tuesday. Highs today and tomorrow could reach 40 degrees in some places in the Cooley region, but reality sets in as it is winter in Wisconsin, with high temperatures Sunday through Tuesday not even getting to 0 degrees, low temperatures in the negative teens, and wind chills as low as negative 30, according to the National Weather Service in La Crosse. We'll have more details coming up in our forecast. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska for AM 1490 WLCX and LaCrosseEagle.com.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for a trip down TV memory lane and were a fan of the show Twin Peaks, this might pique your interest. The murder mystery drama set in the Pacific Northwest will be available on Blu-ray box set. In addition to all the seasons, there will be 27 hours of behind the scenes and extra features. The box set doesn't officially drop until February 3rd, but you can currently pre-order it on Amazon for a cool $56. Actors work odd jobs to pay rent before their big break. For actor David Schwimmer, one of the gigs included serving divorce papers after his freshman year in college, thanks to his lawyer mother. The Friends actor and star of the new show Goosebumps told Stephen Colbert he once served singer Rod Stewart with divorce papers. Apparently, Alana Stewart, Rod's wife at the time, no longer wanted his body or thought he was sexy. Goosebumps is available to stream on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
More clouds than sunshine today and mild. High temperatures climb above freezing to the mid-30s. But it's breezy, with winds out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour. They'll switch out of the south by tonight, warming us up tomorrow to highs flirting with 40. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 35.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better. And they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit UNCF.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Our friend Matt Rothschild will be in the guest hosting chair next time, along with Tourism Secretary Ann Sayers, Wisconsin's Poet Laureate, and Brittany Merlot, talking owls and birds. Join them.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Let them shout. Higher freedom's any man.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining me as co-host today. Check out his show Monday through Friday right here on Civic Media at 8 to 10 a.m. Earl, thank you for joining us. Jess P.S. is on the board. I want to maybe continue this conversation just a little bit longer. Some folks are chiming in. And folks, I got to get your opinion. Tony Evers has decided or has floated it. Maybe he'll make that decision whether or not he's going to run for a third term after the budget is done, perhaps early summer. A few named Republicans are starting to get in line. Tom Tiffany among them, a Washington County executive and a businessman as well. I also see from the reporting, perhaps Eric Hovde.
That's what I saw. Here it comes.
Come on. No, no. Leave the mustache at home.
Is he not sick of being told no by the people of Wisconsin?
Oh, he'd have to come back here.
He'd have to come back
basis.
Here.
Some of the texters from the 608, heard Josh Call was interested in running. What do you think about that? Josh Call, the current attorney general of the state of Wisconsin. Oh, he's younger. He's got some experience. Law and order guy. Earl, what do you think about Josh Call?
Well, you know, I know Josh Call personally. I just had him on Monday. And Josh Call is a good guy. He's a really smart guy, man. You know, he's a guy, man, that I would not hesitate to support.
Yeah,
you know, you're not the attorney general if you're not bright. And
well, I mean, Brad Schimmel was attorney general at one point.
Well, he's an even tempered kind of guy, man. I think he'd be a great guy. He'd be a great.
He'd be a good candidate, good governor. I would concur. Oh, yeah. A couple other here. Another 262 are throwing out Sarah Godlewski. Formerly Treasury, right?
Treasury,
right? Another one here, Uncle Tony throws out Mark Pocan, congressman from Madison. Now, he's a pretty liberal guy. I like Pocan as well. Now, he is in the Madison area, right? So if he were to take a stab at the governor, you can assume you could have a backfill of that congressional seat to be a Democrat, given where he's at. And Josh Call, well, he's the AG. You know, we're not going to lose anything there necessarily. So I don't know. I would like to see if someone like Tom Tiffany, Earl, and Tom Tiffany's, I think, like 67, 68 years old, congressman from northern Wisconsin, mentioned in this journal article about perhaps being one of the Republicans to run against Tony Evers or whoever the Democrats put up for Wisconsin governor next time around. I'd like to see someone younger, man. Earl, I mean, no offense to folks that are in their 60s and 70s, but at some point, can we pass the baton? In a nice way, you know, not to gracefully exit from the political stage and bring in some folks up. I'd just love to see some younger blood in there. And no knock on Tony or anybody else that might be of age. I'm just thinking to myself, when I look at like some of the senators, Wisconsin state senators there, we got some younger folks, man. I mean, certainly younger than Tom Tiffany and someone like Tom Tiffany. And then these folks are going to be hardcore mega, Earl. These are going to be, when they get up there in 2 years, this will be 2 years into Trump's term. These are going to be hardcore mega folks. And I think we really it would be nice to see a nice age contrast as well as a philosophical and political contrast as well.
I don't disagree with you. And that's where a guy like Josh Call would fit in perfectly in a situation like that.
Yeah.
As a septuagenarian or whatever it is, that's a kind term. But I've said this on more than one occasion. You know, it's not my generation's world anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and so we have to understand that. And
but to Earl, I mean, you have some self-realization about that. I appreciate that reflection, that observation. I think absolutely, man. It's hell. I'm 53. It's barely mine. I mean, we're coming to peak right now, my age right now, basically,
right.
Of our the pinnacle of what our power will ultimately be. But I don't get that kind of grace that you're saying there, Earl, from a lot of the politicians, man. It seems like these folks just stay around too long.
Well, so Dominic, listen, any politrickster understands this much. That's why they're engaged in politics. They may initially not want to be what they wind up becoming, but can you imagine working on a job? Well, it's not a job, but you do your own thing, man. Who watches you? You're not hitting the time clock. Nobody's saying, if you don't show up for things, nobody's saying, hey, Dominic didn't show up. Not the voters. The voters don't know anything that you do. But you know, hey, you're sitting in a room. Some guy comes in, call a lobbyist, and your best, you know, man, you really don't want to do wrong, right?
Right.
And so you really, hey, I'm elected by the people. I want to do. I support the people, and that works for a year, 2 years. You look around you, and the people around you are starting to drive Bentleys.
Oh, come on. There's nobody in the Capitol buying Bentleys, man.
Hey, maybe not Bentleys, okay. But listen, what they are doing, what they do know,
yeah,
is the longer I sit here, the more power I garner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're young. Some of them are young enough that what else are they going to do, man? They've been doing this for a long time, man. Fame, fortune. Wine, women, and so on.
Well, then they get done, decide they're not going to run again, or they continue to run and they, you know, finally lose. The constituents look for some new blood, and then they go to the other side of the desk and become a lobbyist on the other side, man.
That's my point.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You know, and I, since you brought that up, I said Tony, you was a guy that I really like her in respect. But, you know, yeah, man, 75, you know, I mean, man, that's.
Yeah, I mean, that's a commitment for a guy that age as well. I mean, knowing that he could, and hopefully doesn't, but when you're at that age, and any age, that you could, but you're more likely to die in office on the job. And do you want to spend the remainder of your, you know, years, you know, dealing with Robin Voss and the Republicans.
So people are probably saying, hey, Earl, you're 70. How long are you going to hang around?
Come on, man. Euchre was 90, man. He kept talking on the mic. Man. You can do that.
It's different.
It's totally. Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Earl Ingram. Yeah, we got Jess P.S. on the board as well. A couple other of the texters chiming in, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. One of the 608, Allie, says, hey, what about Joe Parisi? Yeah, man, Joe, he stepped down from, what, Dane County Executive. He could be, and he's been around a long time. He's been in Madison, obviously, a Dane County Executive for a long time. Joe's been on the show many times. Joe's a capable guy. He was an executive. There's another guy that could potentially step in there as well. What do you think about Joe Parisi, Earl?
Not a bad guy, man. Yeah. Not a bad guy at all, but you know, since you started bringing it up, you know, I'm fixated on Josh Call.
Yeah, Josh Call.
You know, that Josh Call is probably in his 50s. You know, young man. And has been, you know, the attorney general for, you know, this is his third term.
Josh Call, 43 years old, man.
Wow, yeah. Man. 43.
Uh-huh. Born
so
February.
That's a guy.
Born February 1981. 81, man. He's born in the, he's a child of the 80s.
You know what? As the old folk used to say, I've got shoes older than he is.
I literally wore a t-shirt the other day that's about as old as Josh Call. My Iron Maiden t-shirt, man.
Still got little holes in it. So old.
That's for my workout belt, you know? Come on.
Uh-huh. Your weight belt.
My weight belt. Well, that's a heavy weight. Yeah, so now that, you know, as we throw some of these names out there, yeah, certainly there are some capable folks that could do it. You know, I don't know. Now we throw some of these names out. I again got to appreciate Evers and everything he did, and he's won, man. He's a winner. You cannot deny that. Is it time in 2 years? Is he going to give, if he declines to run for a third term, is he going to give enough time for someone else to come out and get their ducks in a row, Earl? I mean, we saw what happened with Joe Biden. You know, he backed out way too late.
Gave 4 months. There's a difference between two years and 4 months.
You know, man, when you're 70 years old, there's and above, there's always the risk of health deficiencies. Mm-hmm. And so you're talking 2 years from now. Right?
Yeah.
And Governor Evers has, as far as we know, hasn't had a lot of health issues. He did prior to running for governor. But thankfully, he hasn't shown any of those problems. So, you know, he didn't say yes, right?
No, he's gonna put that decision off until perhaps after the budget early summer. Pardon me. Let's see. Someone chimed in here from the, let's see where it is. Again, you can join the text line, 855-752-4842. Ronnie from Horicon. Did someone mention Sarah Rodriguez? Sarah, the current lieutenant governor. No, but she's a lieutenant governor. But we saw how the last lieutenant governor tried to make a run for senator. That didn't work out. But Sarah Rodriguez is in the room. She's also younger, and she's in Madison right now. She's got capabilities as well, a smart person. Who else we got? Wes from Middleton chimes in. I live in Madison, was born in Milwaukee, and also considered home. That said, we got to run someone not from Madison or Milwaukee. We need a relative outsider. And then Wes chimes in. We could run Tom Barrett for a 15th time now that he's back from Luxembourg. No. I mean, I like Tom, but come on, man.
You know what, though, Dominic? It does make you pause and wonder and say, you know, is it time for a woman governor?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we're at a point now where, you know, this would have been inconceivable. But there are women governors. For heaven's sakes, Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Yes. Yeah.
In Alabama. But I mean, is it time for a woman, right?
Always. It's always time for a woman, man, especially when a woman's not been in that role yet. We could certainly use that perspective. I think like a Democratic leader, Senator, a Democratic senator from the state of Wisconsin, Diane Hasselbein, also a talented person, is kind of going down. Calder Royce, LaTanya Johnson, some folks have been around for a while. Melissa Agard, now she's running for Dane County executive, so she's not going to be a state senator anymore. Let's see, from the 608, not Josh. Oh, someone says, not Josh. He let the people down when he did not investigate the fake electors. I will not vote for him again. And that sentiment was also repeated by someone else who texted in talking about the lack of prosecution for guys like Senator Ron Johnson, who, you know, was trying to overthrow the government, yada, yada, yada. You know, that could be a headwind, although Josh Call has leveled some prosecutions against some of those attorneys. Not necessarily, unfortunately, not the fake electors themselves, but for those Trump attorneys that were involved, and that is an ongoing case.
Well, you know, it's easy to say those things. How many of those cases have really been won nationally by attorney generals? You know, it's a difficult thing, man. We're dealing with Trumpkins, man. Wow.
And folks that wanted to see more prosecutions and perhaps quicker. But at the end of the day, as the 608 says, not Josh. Well, if it is Josh, and it's Josh against Tom Tiffany, what are you doing? See, that's what it comes down to. No, I don't want Josh. Or I could not vote or vote for Tom Tiffany. All of a sudden, next thing you know, you're pulling the lever for Josh Call. Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842. Want to talk a little bit about Medicaid.
Eagle 1490 AM.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all. In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known: a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for Up North News Radio.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram joining us today. Got Jess on the board. You folks on the lines, 855-752-4842. All right. Well, let's take them. We got Mike Clemens. I thought we were going to do it later, but we got him on the line right now. Let's do it. Let's jump into it. We'll put off the Medicaid conversation for the next hour. Mike Clemens, sports reporter for Civic Media Radio. Appreciate you calling in, Mike. Welcome back. A sad day today, but a great day of reflection and memory of Bob Uecker, Mr. Baseball, passing away. Welcome, Mike. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Dom. I'm actually in the middle of a Zoom call with Mark Antanasio and his family. They're out in California, and they're talking about the fact that there was only a very tight circle in the Brewers organization that was aware that Bob Uecker had been dealing with something called small cell lung cancer since 2023.
Wow.
We did know about some heart surgery he had years ago. Mm-hmm. I remember also that, you know, he recently lost a daughter. I can't remember if that was ALS or something, so that was tough.
Yeah.
But he had battled pancreatic cancer and gotten through that. Pretty amazing. And
yeah, because pancreatic cancer is like the death now, man. I mean, if you get that, you come back from that, that's pretty amazing.
That's what Mark said. So he said just a few minutes ago, and it's still in progress right here, is that there were days last year where Uecker was going in for radiation and then going to the ballpark and calling a game.
Wow. I mean, just the dedication. You know, we talked about the self-deprecating humor and, you know, in the Hollywood and doing the, you know, Johnny Carson, and he had the Mr. Belvedere show back in 85. He was on television. But he really, you know, he loved calling the games, man. And to my impression, it's going to be sad this summer, or, you know, this spring when we start playing baseball, and that voice is going to be missing from the air, Mike.
Yeah, and Jeff Levering and those guys do a great job of calling games. But there's no Bob Uecker, man. There isn't.
No, man.
You No, I mean, and Vince Scully was a great storyteller and knew baseball backwards and forwards and, you know, did the games for 60 years and had a wonderful way of sort of writing the script every day. But Bob Uecker is one of the funniest guys ever, where even comedians like Norm Macdonald wanted to hang with the guy because he was just so darn funny. And he was really funny, you know, in person when he could just sort of be himself and let the words fly. And I'll, you know, there's a friend of mine who is on the Brewers staff and in the press box every single day. And of course, you know, Bob was getting older in the last couple of years. And so, you know, you're there in the restroom there off the press box and there's Bob and he sees them. They're kind of struggling. And so, you know, he doesn't want to embarrass him, but then he says, "Hey, you know, Bob, can I help you?" Cause he's like struggling to get into one of the stalls or something. And Bob turns to him and says, "Yeah, sure. Hey, you want to hold it?"
I mean, and that, yeah, man, and the humor and the self-deprecating humor. I think, you know, I think of the beer commercials. You know, he was always the first guy to take a shot at himself.
He was, and well, that was his whole act, and it started with, you know, he's this baseball player for 6 years in the majors with the Braves, the Cardinals, the Phillies, and 64 he's with the Cardinals when they won a World Series. Yeah. But, you know, you get into and he said that he was a career 200 hitter, and he said, "Yeah, I had 3 or 4 RBI last year." He said, "You know," he said, "these guys that hit 330, you know, and hit 40 home runs, you know, they got nothing to look forward to the next year. How do you top that?"
Right.
I could always say I left some room to improve. So he's getting toward the end of his baseball career. He started getting on the circuit as sort of a keynote speaker, wasn't sure what he's going to do after baseball. And he's at this banquet and speaks. And one of the people at the banquet was Herb Al Hurt, the great New Orleans trumpet player.
Oh, yeah.
Had a song called Cotton Candy. He played in the first Super Bowl. He played on TV, Al Hurt. And Al went to him after he'd done his, you know, his stand-up for about 10 minutes at this banquet, said, "I'm telling you, I'm going to call some friends at the Tonight Show, and I'm going to get you on with Johnny Carson." And a couple of weeks later, the Carson Show called him, and they booked him, and they put him on. And he did that. He did that act where he called himself, you know, Mr. Baseball, and he talked about how bad his career was. And then the crowd would laugh at him, and he would deadpan. He'd look like he was insulted,
yeah.
Right? And that's what made it even funnier. And so after he did a couple segments and Carson saw the guy just killed when he left, he leaned over to Ed McMahon and said, "Did that guy actually play baseball?" And Ed said, "Yeah, he was actually a baseball player." And that launched the career. Over 100 hits with Carson, then Mr. Belvedere, and then Major League, you know, just a bit outside.
So good. We played the cut earlier. What a career. What a life. And seemingly pretty private. You know, some of the stories, as I read the news today, I wasn't entirely aware of some of those things. And I don't know. I can't think of a bad thing to say about Bob Uecker, at least what we knew, what we saw, and the impact the guy had on baseball, certainly the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I don't know anybody. You know, we talk politics on the show here, Mike. I don't know anybody would have anything to say bad about Bob. Mike Clemens, Civic Media sports reporter. You only got like 45 seconds left, but I got to ask you. My mighty Lions playing the Commanders. Lions are favored by 9.5. Mike, what's your call?
Well, I don't do predictions. I mean, the Bears just beat the Packers. You want me to make predictions? I mean,
Come
on. But I think the Lions are an amazing team. And the Lions beat the Packers, the last team, two teams met up, by signing 4 guys off the street because they had so many injuries. And they still whooped the Packers. So, I mean, Dan Campbell and his staff have really got something going on.
Mike Clemens, if I heard you right, I think you're rooting for the Lions. Thank you, buddy, for making time for us today. Appreciate you. Folks, come back with us, 855-752-4842. Joe Biden's farewell speech coming up next.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday is the last workday before the Trump administration takes office. We'll ask our Friday Week in Review panel if the nation is ready for what's next.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal is set to go into effect Sunday. Phase one includes the release of 33 hostages. The prime minister is expected to present the framework to the Israeli Security Council tomorrow, but he's facing some opposition. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge is in Tel Aviv.
A section of society doesn't want this deal at all. They are the backers of the likes of Itamar Ben-Gvir, the security minister, who says he will resign from the government if the deal is approved by the cabinet tomorrow, as we expect it will. It won't pull down the government, his resignation, because we expect other members of the Israeli opposition to come in to shore up the government to make sure that the ceasefire deal can go through.
A DOD farewell ceremony today. President Biden thanking military members for their service.